to be Messiah Mili de Agadato, the you can ask the question that at least on a halachic level this mitzvah doesn't seem to be speaking to us. If a person's a shopkeeper, if a person is a wholesaler, if a person sells land, he has measuring things. He has to be careful. But if a person does, if a person's profession is such that he doesn't actively measure things out, l'chayra, what does this mitzvah have to do with most of us? The Or HaMeir sees a deeper message in the Sifri, that the Torah says lo yelecha b'kischa even v'even. You can't have two different size measurements in your house. The Sifri asks, yachol lo yehei litra chetzi litra revi litra. You can't have different size containers. You can't. The Or HaMeir explains that the Sifri is asking a question. You can't do different things at different times. Sometimes people are enthusiastic in their avodas Hashem. Sometimes they're barely getting by. People who learn Daf Yomi, for example, in the beginning of the Masechta, it's very geschmack. By Daf Tzadi and Bava Metzia, it's a little bit harder. By Daf Tzadi and Bava Basra, it's a little bit harder. It's understandable. A person's going to have more geschmack in the beginning of Masechta than he's going to have geschmack in the middle of the Masechta. Is the Torah telling us we can't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu on two different levels, at certain times with more geshmak, at certain times with less geshmak? A person is going to, in certain circumstances, a person is going to be a bigger Baal Chesed. In certain circumstances, a person is going to be a smaller Baal Chesed. If a person can't be the bigger Baal Chesed in every situation, he shouldn't be the bigger Baal Chesed b'chlal. For clarity, he should try to be a bigger Baal Chesed whenever he can. And if he can't be a bigger Baal Chesed all the time, he should try to do what he can. The Or HaMeir explains that that's the Sifri's Teretz. Gedola v'katana. Gedola v'machesh is a katana. It's true a person isn't always going to have the same hislavos in Avodas Hashem. Sometimes a person walks out. Sometimes a person wakes up on the wrong side of the bed. He's having a bad day. He's not having a slavos in anything he's doing. He's not davening well. He's not learning well. He's daydreaming during business. He's doing everything. Okay, that's fine. That's a problem. As long as it isn't the Sifri telling us gedola shehima cheshes es hakatana. If he's having the only problem, the only thing the Torah is warning us about is having a geshmak with some things and not having a geshmak with the other. A person woke up on the wrong side of the bed. He woke up on the wrong side of the bed today. Okay, tomorrow will be better. But if, in his divrei reshus, the Torah is telling us, he has a geshmak, and his divrei avodas Hashem, he isn't having a geshmak, he can't use the excuse, I'm a little bit out of things today. With his divrei reshus, he isn't out of things. It seems he's fine. He's doing fine. That's the homiletical message that the Sifri is warning us about. However, the Maskana says that if it's only Evan v. Evan, if he has a litra and a chetzi litra, today he's doing mitzvahs with more geshmak and tomorrow he's doing mitzvahs with less eslavos, the Sifri is telling us that isn't a problem. And Fakir, the Omer says, we should always remember as we go through the peaks and valleys of the days and years of life, we should always remember that we talk and have litra and we have chetzi litra. We have Evan the Evan. We have good days and we have bad days, and that's totally fine. The bad days will pass, and soon we'll get back to the good days again. We'll get back to the days where we can serve Hashem with the same slavos as we did during the good times. The only thing we have to make sure of about the only thing that we have to be careful of is that the slavos we show in Divrei Rishus doesn't outweigh the slavos we're showing in Avodas Hashem.